How about clabber that's put in cheesecloth or something and allowed to stand and drip?
Cottage cheese?
Does your wife ever take fruit and make a sort of a pie with it and then put it in a dish that's fairly deep and cook it that way? Does she make anything to pour over that?
No, I always use cream over it.
Boy. How about something like bread pudding? What do you pour over that? Or rice pudding, maybe?
Well, now, really, I don't like either one of them. I don't put anything on
it. I'm asking the wrong one. What do you call it when your wife makes a thing to pour over stuff like that?
Salt? Mm-hmm.
And doggone this time with, in Ardmore, I wanted the man to say sauce. He kept saying, "You mean something? You mean a pour on?" And eventually it came through my thick head that he calls sauce pour on.
Pour on.
Yeah. Oh. Make us a pour on. And I was talking to another man about this, and he was confused. He asked his neighbor, a lady of about 78, and she assured him that I was after pour do. Why, the man wanted to know about pour do. I asked him what pour do was, and she said, "Oh, that's just a pudding made out of odds and ends, anything you happen to have. It's just poor do. It's just do for poor folks."
Oh.
But what would you call food that you'd eat between meals? So you're not going to eat a meal, you'll just come in and eat a little
snack.
And what did your wife do before I got here so that we could have this?
Make coffee.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thirsty, you might come in the house and get a
drink.
Drink of what?
Water.
What would you get this in?
Glass.
And if I brought you a glass of water, turned around and looked back at you and saw the glass was empty, I said, "Where'd that water go?" You'd probably say,
"I drank."
Mm-hmm. And if you dropped the glass and it went into a thousand little pieces, you'd say, "You've done what?"
Broken.
And someone were at your table, you asked him to have dinner with you, and he just sat there, and his plate was empty, what would you tell him?
"Aren't you hungry?"
And if he said yes, then you'd say what?
"What's wrong?"
And if he said nothing, then you'd say,
"Some more," whenever he started eating.